Imagine a well-known general riding his horse into the lobby of a hotel. It was met with applause. Another military man came here to recruit his best troops for a famous charge against the enemy. It's a unique combination of history that still serves customers in the present. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Menger Hotel was hosting guests barely two decades after the smoke cleared next door at the Battle of the Alamo. Ernesto Malacara says many notable people have stayed here, including one general who made quite an entrance.
Robert E. Lee did ride his horse into the lobby of the hotel, and he dismounted, and then he picked up one of the Menger daughter, which is Catherine Barbara Menger, and he presented her with a little golden locket and put her on his horse.
Lee wasn't the only military man to arrive here. One man used the hotel as a recruitment center.
Teddy Roosevelt was here three times in 1892 on a javelina hunt. Then he came back in 1898 for the recruitment of some of the Rough Riders, as some had already been recruited before. And then he came back in 1905 for a victory celebration, those who had survived the battle in Cuba.
Not only did Roosevelt spend time here, some items connected to him are on display.
We also have one of the greatest collection of Roosevelt memorabilia. We have the original guide on the original flag that went up Kettle Hill for the charge, complete with a bullet hole.
They have that original flag and much more from Roosevelt's days in the war. Ernesto says there are many traditions that have stood the test of time at the Menger Hotel.
Our signature dessert here is mango ice cream, which has been on the menu for over 100 years. During the inauguration of the ball for President Bill Clinton, we sent 80 gallons of that to the event, and it's been a favorite with the people for over 100 years, and it's still there.
It's a rich mix of history and the present day, making this spot next door to the Alamo a true treasure in the city. Traveling the countryside, in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.